I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddies Andy Baskin, Mary Kay Cabot's going to join us in the Greenbrier coming up at 11 o'clock. Chris Rose, who, by the way, will be doing the Browns preseason games on TV, on the Browns preseason television network.
Nice.
Will join us at 1 o'clock.
All across the state.
Trade deadline came and went. Folks, I dare anybody to get mad about this. And the only reason I say it is this. Have you not enjoyed what's happened so far? It goes back to, did you like the parade? Yeah, you like the parade. Do you like having the best...
Wait, what parade for this team?
Quiet. The best record in baseball...
Sorry, don't want to interlude facts.
The best record in Major League Baseball on July 31st. Who thought that? Not me.
No.
I mean, I look at this team now. I still wonder how they're doing it. But guess what? They are. And you can complain about ownership. You can complain they didn't make any big moves. You can complain about the rotation. You can complain that they don't have enough good hitters. Great. They have the best record in baseball, and it's July 31st. Tom sent me this email. I'm just like you and even Lima. If Boyd and Cobb can give us anything more than cookie and pitch by committee, we'll be good. Add in Hench is coming back, Williams regaining last year's form, maybe even Logan Allen's return, and we're a better team today than yesterday. Tom, there are a lot of things in there where you have to have your fingers crossed.
Have we given up on McKenzie for this year?
Yes.
Dan, have you given up on McKenzie for the year?
Yep.
Okay.
A lot of things in Tom's little note that you have to have your fingers crossed for. Guess what? Nothing bigger than what you've had your fingers crossed for all season long?
Yeah, I kind of just mentally, I feel like they're a little bit better. You heard the sounds from the clubhouse about guys feeling like they added and they didn't really disrupt. Would we drop one guy off the Major League roster? I mean,
yeah, who had barely played for the Major League team this year.
Yeah, so I...
And by the way, a lot of the pundits saying they overpaid for Lane Thomas, which might be the case.
But we don't know today if they overpaid or not.
Prospects, exactly.
You just don't know. I thought The Athletic was fair. They gave them a B. Said the Guardians finally got the corner outfielder they've always wanted or they've wanted. Lane Thomas crushes left-handed pitching, can steal bases to help manufacture runs. That, to me, sounds right. Average in the outfield and is better coming in on balls than he is going back on him. However, the Guardians grossly overpaid in prospect capital to acquire. They're prospects for a reason. They overpaid. They grossly overpaid. I don't know if they grossly overpaid. And who knows? You get these guys, maybe they, I don't know. How many guys do you get traded in these major league deals and never see the bigs?
Let's
worry about it later. If you want to rip them for giving up Alex Clemmie somewhere down the road, you can't do it today. He's not in the bigs right now. He's not helping any big league team right now. If he comes back and becomes a Cy Young Award winner, you turn around and go, oh, I can't believe the Guardians gave up on that guy. Whoa, that front office is horrible. Okay, well, project into the future. Because right now, prospects are prospects for a reason. I'm tired of it. I've just hit my wit's end. Maybe I'm just an old man, but I'm tired of waiting on prospects.
Well, I understand that. There have been deals in the past where prospects end up becoming terrific, but that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to improve your major league team. Ask the Tigers if they wish they had not given up John Smoltz to get Doyle Alexander.
Exactly.
But they did, and John Smoltz became a Hall of Famer. Doyle Alexander helped them in their playoff push. That's one of the most infamous giving up a prospect guys trades of all time.
How about the Mariners? Remember the guy who's going to be sitting in the studio in an hour? Oh, that was a great move by the Mariners to give us Omar.
Reggie Jefferson and Felix Vermeen.
So, I mean, are people calling Seattle radio going, oh, why'd they do that?
Here's where the team is, I think, right now. And before we get into the rotation here, Dave's in Bay Village. Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. You know, sometimes to hear people whine and complain, no offense to you guys, but it does make it hard for people that sometimes to listen to sports talk radio because some of these folks just don't make a whole lot of sense. But I just, to me, if you can't enjoy this season, you're not a baseball fan. I mean, I hate to oversimplify it, but that's pretty much what it comes down to.
Dave, that's right on the money.
If you can't enjoy what's going on, I grew up in the 70s and 80s, and every year when the season started, we knew we had no chance.
It was over. We banked our hopes on the fact that Sports Illustrated said, oh, the Indians haven't won the American League East. Everyone else has. Must be their turn.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. I mean, of course, you know, we would have all would have liked to have, you know, had them find a front of the rotation guy, but they weren't out there, and if they were out there, we didn't feel that we could give up what would have been required to get it. And it's just, you know, I mean, it's a balancing act that these guys have to do. I mean, they know they have to give up quality to get quality, but, you know, by the same token, you still have to maintain what you have down below, too. So I don't know. It just blows my mind that there are people that are going to try to find fault with this. And, you know, as you guys, you know, so accurately pointed out, there isn't one team that's currently in the thick of it that doesn't have flaws. All these teams are flawed. So
it's just a matter of who's able to overcome those, Dave.
Right, exactly. And, you know, getting hot at the right time and how you're playing when, you know, when October rolls around, if you're fortunate enough to get in. So I don't know. I mean, to me, if you can't enjoy this, you really don't like baseball. I guess that's all. That's my two cents for the morning.
Dave, thank you very much. Appreciate the phone call.
Yeah.
Here's where I think this team is now. Is this ideal? No, I don't think this is ideal, Andy. But I do think you have options here, okay? Take a look at your rotation. Gavin Williams was terrific, right, last time out yesterday. He did a nice job. I would say right now you're set at three spots in the rotation. Certainly Tanner Bibee. Ben Lively's bubble hasn't burst yet. Good for him.
No.
He's been outstanding. And Gavin Williams appears to be making pretty steady progress. I think you've got three starters. Then you've got a long list of guys who could possibly be your fourth and fifth guys. You just picked up Alex Cobb. Alex is a longtime major league pitcher who's had some success in the league. Hasn't pitched this year, as we know. He could be ready in a week or so. You've got Matt Boyd coming back from Tommy John surgery. He's been competent in the past. He's looked good so far in minor league rehab starts. He's a possibility. Okay, so there are two guys with major league experience, both in their 30s, both experienced, who, and I know the answer isn't, yes, we've got studs. It's, okay, these guys are maybes. Cobb and Boyd are maybes. Cobb hasn't pitched yet. We don't know if he's going to pitch. We think he is, but we don't know that yet. But then you have Carlos Carrasco. Has he been good? No.
Mm-mm.
Could he go out and win a game for you? Yeah, maybe he could. Xavion Curry. They haven't gone to him exclusively in any way, shape, or form, but can he go out and maybe. Logan Allen, is he going to find it? Maybe. Tristan McKenzie, I don't think so. Joey Cantillo's had one start.
Yeah.
And other than Kyle Schwarber, he did okay.
Mm-hmm.
You have...
I mean, you put him up against the best team in baseball.
You have a viable seven guys, Andy, who could start for you in those final two spots.
And when
I
it's
would
all
think
said,
you find
but
two,
when it's
don't
all
you?
Said and done, you just need three, two and a half, right? When it's all said and done, you just need three starters.
Maybe four. Here's the thing. You've got to get there. But we've been around this team too long, all of us here in Northeast Ohio, to know. We can't sit here and assume playoffs. You have to get there. So though you get to the playoffs and you may only need three starters,
can we assume this team's playoffs?
You can't. I'll tell you when. The last week of the season, when you have five games left and you have a six-game lead. That's when you can. Sorry.
Man, I know the schedule's tough, but they're 20 over. They've got the best record in baseball.
Andy, When they're six games up with five to play. You can't assume this.
Let's see what happens with Baltimore. Let's see what happens with Arizona. Let's see what happens with Minnesota.
Well, that's,
man, the stretch is bad.
That's why you went out and you have options here for other guys to start games. Boyd, Cobb. Apparently, they like rehabbing old starting pitchers who have four-letter first and last names.
Yes.
Alex Cobb, Matt Boyd.
Yeah.
Nothing. Maybe one of those guys steps up.
It's like reading my
horoscope. If you get both of them, wow, okay. And then, you know, you got to figure out what to do with Carrasco, with Curry. Is he going back to AAA?
Logan Allen
and McKenzie aren't going to get a look unless one of them lights it up, and Cobb and Boyd, when they're ready, don't do well.
I at this point, Carrasco to me is back to the bullpen. If there's a game that looks like it's going to be 7-0 early on in the game,
here he
comes out to eat innings. That's it.
Here he comes. Michael's in Cleveland. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Michael.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
So I'm calling because I'm not disappointed with what they did. They got a pitcher when everyone said they needed a pitcher. Mm-hmm. I know that he hasn't pitched, but I'm saying if he can come on long relief, maybe another person in the bullpen to give everybody a break.
He'll be a starter. He'll be a starter, Mike.
Yeah, I would actually have him on the front line and move Carlos back.
Would you move Cookie down to a long relief?
Yes.
Okay. So then you added an arm. Everybody said we need a bat, preferably, you know, first base, outfield. We got that. Mm-hmm. Those are the moves I'm not disappointed. What I'm disappointed is that I don't have like a regular cable system that I stream. I can't watch any of the games. One of the best seasons since when I was little. You know, I'm 50 now, so when I was in high school and in my early 20s, and I can't even watch it because I can't stream anything. That's what's disappointing for me. So it's very hard for me to get to know these guys when I can't see them on a nightly basis. I'm streaming everything to look at highlights and going on different websites to look and see how they did and listening to it on the radio. That's what's killing me the most. It's just that they didn't fix that problem.
Michael, yeah, I wish we could help you on that, but we can't.
I don't know.
I think it stinks.
Can he sling the signal from your house to his?
Hey.
Remember those?
I don't think I can. I think Jack is in Solon.
Just put a sling.
Jack?
Hey, gentlemen. Good morning.
And
good
to you.
Morning, counselor.
Jack,
how
you got
you?
About a minute, bud. Yes. We're up against it. Wanted to get you in, though, before we talk to Mary Kay.
So, my favorite sport is baseball. I'm very excited about the Guardians this year. But let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not dissing the two moves that they made, but does it scream that we're all in? That's my problem with the moves. To you, I'm asking you, both of you. So these two moves, does it scream that we're all in to win it all this year?
Jack, it does not. But let me add to that. Nothing they've done all year, nothing they've put on the field to me has screamed all in, and yet they're sitting here with the best record in baseball.
Go back to the offseason. Like, really, other than changing managers, what did they really do?
Jack, it's weird to me because
they're
playing winning baseball with a team that I don't think is this good, and yet they're getting it done.
I applaud Stephen Vogt because what he's done different than Terry Francona is he's let the young guys play. Because Francona always depended on the veterans, even though they stunk, and that's the difference. We're playing the young kids that are excited to play. You don't know what's going to happen on a given day. They're playing great. I think they're still playing over their heads. You know, Kwan's come back to earth somewhat. You know, Ramirez and Josh Naylor. Well, Ramirez is great. Josh Naylor looks tired, but I think they're still overachieving. But the only disappointment I have is they didn't go all in, and that's what's disappointing to me.
Jack,
I hope we can win it all this way, but I don't know.
Fingers crossed. Jack, thank you for the phone call. We're going
to seem to have been winning this way out. Now let's see where they look. Let's see what they look like on August 15th.
Yeah.
Baltimore, Arizona, Minnesota, Cubs.
More Guardians coming up at noon. Omar Vizquel, best shortstop I've ever seen defensively, coming up. He's going to be in studio with us, Omar, right here in studio. Mary Kay Cabot's at the Greenbrier covering the Browns. She's next on Baskin and Phelps.